This week, the Crisis Response Division of the UN's Humanitarian Affairs Office called for urgent global action to help the millions of people in Haiti facing hunger and violence. Roughly half the Haitian population of about 12 million experience severe food insecurity every day, and violence by armed groups has forced about 12% of the population to flee their homes. Amid the crisis, troops from the African nation of Chad arrived in Haiti on the 1st of April as part of the Gang Suppression Force, authorised by the UN Security Council late last year. The Gang Suppression Force replaces the Kenyan-led multinational security support, which over 2 years made little progress in controlling Haiti's gangs. So will the Chadian members of the Gang Suppression Force do better? Joining us now is Diego Darin, Haiti analyst for the International Crisis Group. Good morning, Diego.
Good morning.
Clearly, a gang suppression force is needed in Haiti. So who actually runs Haiti in principle and in practice at the moment?
Well, in terms of the government that Haiti has now, since the president Jovenel Moïse was assassinated in 2021, there has been a succession of transitional governments. We are today in the third transitional government that was installed in February, and that government is being led by one single leader, which is Prime Minister Didier Fizeme, who is a businessman, and who essentially doesn't have any checks on his power currently, because Haiti has no longer any elected official, and the judicial system is extremely dysfunctional, and there is no parliament as well. So in terms of government, there is this prime minister who is running the country with a ministerial cabinet. And in practice, well, everything boils down to who controls the country on the ground, and the gangs control most of the capital, and they have expanded their foothold beyond Port-au-Prince. In these past two years, they have expanded to the central part of the country and to the north. However, with increasingly well-coordinated operations between several security forces that are active on the ground, the gangs seem to be, for the first time in years, on the back foot.
Oh, that's interesting. The UN described the situation in Haiti as a free fall when it put out that release earlier this week from the Crisis Response Division. You mentioned that assassination in July of 2021 of President Moïse. Is that what precipitated the free fall to the current crisis, or what other factors would you put the situation of Haiti down to?
Well, of course, the destabilization of the political process with the assassination of the president and with the Haitian political elite that has been really bickering over political posts and political budgets, trying to get their allies be appointed in key positions of the administration, and not being really focused on trying to solve the security problem. Haiti has been, in these past 5 years, being run by governments that haven't been really focused on trying to be a serious counterpart to the international community that is making efforts to help the Haiti's leadership to get the security situation under control again. And this crisis didn't start with the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The gangs were created by Haitian elites, political and economic elites, to, for example, win the elections or to attack economic competitors in the capital. And this goes way back to the early 2000s. So the gangs are not a new phenomenon in Haiti, but by diversifying their criminal portfolio, they have been able to expand their turf, their arsenals, and their armies, and they have become over time increasingly independent from their former masters. And now, when the Haitian government asked for foreign assistance for a new security mission to be deployed on the ground, rival gangs decided to join forces to combat together and mount coordinated attacks to try to derail the plans to have a stronger force than them.
We're speaking with the International Crisis Group's Haiti analyst, Diego Darin, on Sunday Extra. Diego, how is the mandate of the gang suppression force different from the previous force that was led by Kenyan personnel? What's different about this new setup?
Well, the US and Panama proposed this new mission to try to overcome the shortcomings of the previous mission. And these were essentially that the previous one didn't have enough funds to deploy all its personnel and to implement all of the security strategy that was provided in its concept of operations. The previous mission expected to have 2,500 officers on the ground, and because of this lack of funds, it was only able to deploy around 40% of its expected personnel. Now, this new force will have much more personnel because it will have more reliable funding. The previous one was funded exclusively by voluntary contributions of foreign countries, whereas this one will be funded, most of the funds will be channeled through the UN Peacekeeping Fund, which will make that it will have this more reliable funds and improve logistics. This new mission will be assisted by a UN office that will be in charge of all the logistics of the mission. And maybe the last difference between this gang suppression force and the Kenya-led mission is that this will be a military operation. The previous one was a police-led mission, and most of the troops from this from the current one that is being deployed since last week will be military units. So it will be much more offensive than the previous one.
Yes, and from what you're saying, it sounds like that is consistent with the approach of the new government in Haiti. Diego, is there any reason to believe that the personnel from Chad will perform better than their Kenyan mission? I suppose, is the distinction between police and military the critical thing there?
Yes, well, what was deployed last week was just an advance team from Chad. Chad will be one of the several countries that will deploy under this new gang suppression force. It is not clear yet who will lead the mission. There are several force commanders that are being considered, but we don't know which country will lead this current effort. But maybe the Chad troops that are expected to be deployed in the coming days or weeks will be the ones that will be starting the operations of this new force. These new forces, I was saying, will have better funds, better logistics, and will be able to deploy more officers, which is what is desperately needed in Haiti to retake territory from the gangs. Because, as I was saying, since late December, the security forces have been mounting very strong offensives against the gangs, and they have been able to penetrate some of their strongholds, which they haven't been able to do for years. But the problem is that they don't have enough personnel to have a holding capacity, to be able to retake permanently these territories from the gangs. With these 5,500 officers that will be deployed, there is a chance that the Haitian authorities will be able at least to turn the tide against the gangs, to be able to retake the upper hand against them.
Well, we can only hope that that effort is successful, because certainly the situation that the people of Haiti continue to face is a dire one. Diego, thank you so much for explaining all that for us on Sunday Extra this morning.
Thank you.
That's Diego Darin, the Haiti analyst for the International Crisis Group, and it's 25 minutes to 8.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.